It may only be April, but the recruiting and vetting process is already underway for candidates who will run for office in 2014. For many of them, that process includes hiring someone to do opposition research, first on the candidate, then on potential opponents. NPR's Tamara Keith recently went to a training session billed as an opposition research boot camp.
Opposition research exists mostly in the political shadows, so perhaps it's fitting that this boot camp is in a generic conference room in a generic airport hotel.
I want to thank you all for coming. My name is Larry Ziliox. I'm president of Investigative Research Specialists.
Ziliox is a private investigator who specializes in opposition research. He's cagey about his clients.
Just as a general rule, it suits me best not to comment on who we've worked for. Just everybody's better off that way.
But when pressed, he says he focuses on local and state races in Virginia. Opposition research for high-profile races, for Congress or the White House, is generally handled in-house, by the parties or by Washington's biggest law firms. In the 2012 presidential cycle, a super PAC sprung up, putting big money and a lot of manpower behind Democratic oppo research. And now Republican consultants are pledging to do the same. Larry Ziliox is a small man with a large beard. He first wrote his opposition research handbook in 1993. Now he's on his fourth edition. He alternates between sitting and standing at the front of the room, working his way through a day-long PowerPoint presentation.
You're researching the candidate's background, but also not only his personal background and his business background, but his political background and his political activities.
There are about 10 people in the room from vastly different backgrounds. There are a handful of grizzled private investigators who, when asked about their experience with this kind of work, say things like this.
I wouldn't say if I have or haven't.
Norman Williams drove in from Lexington, Kentucky, looking to expand his business further into politics. There are three young staffers from an environmental group and a man from a public affairs firm who looks uncomfortable when he sees my microphone. Ziliox guides them through his basics of opposition research. Don't lie about what you're doing. Call it research, not an investigation. And don't do anything that you wouldn't want to explain on the 6 o'clock news.
What you do affects your candidate. And the last thing you want to do is something that brings attention to yourself, because then it takes your candidate off message.
There are the old basics, court records, voting history, and in some cases, phone and financial records. But now, he says, it's all about the internet and going beyond the top 10 results in your standard Google search.
If you're just looking for a drugstore, you can do that and take the first response. But when you're doing opposition research, if it gives you a couple hundred possible results, you got to go through them all, because you never know what's going to be valuable when.
Case in point, the Mitt Romney 47% video.
All right, there are 47% who are with him, who are dependent upon government.
A short clip from this video was hiding in plain sight on YouTube, but it took a determined freelance opposition researcher to find it and get it out. Could the people in Larry Ziliox's opposition research boot camp uncover the next politically explosive video? There's no telling. For Ziliox, some of his biggest blockbusters came in researching people thinking about a run for office.
I've researched people who almost everything they said about their background just wasn't true. They didn't have the resources they claimed. They didn't work in the jobs that they claimed. All sorts of stuff. I guess they just didn't think people would find out.
If it's out there, he says, someone will find it. These days, there are lots of researchers looking. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.